Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As I mentioned, the idea in my brain about Steve Kerr, that it makes a lot of sense for the Knicks to make that telephone call. And Steve is not signed that long in Golden State. And Steve could say, I've done it all here. I've won a bunch of championships. Plus, this team's getting old. I thought about the Knick job a few years ago. Maybe I write that wrong. I do think it makes a lot of sense, as the kids say. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. Mario.
Hey, what's going on? Good show, as always.
Appreciate it. What's up?
So, listen, I like your idea. I'm a big-time Knick fan. Steve Kerr, great idea. Also, a player that they should get. Schroeder, I think you said that, Dennis Schroeder.
I did, yes. You're liking all my ideas.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, I like that idea because what they really need is a backup point guard that can dribble and create a shot, and that guy can do that.
Absolutely, and I think you can get him on a reasonable deal, so the Knicks are going to be in a spot where they can use a mid-level exemption, and they've got basically 2 to 3 vet mins that they can hand out, veteran minimum contracts. Mm-hmm. So Schroeder on a mid-level exception makes sense. Yeah. One last thing go about Kerr. Which extends my point, makes me feel more confident. He signed that extension I mentioned before the break. He is signed through next season, and that's it.
That's it.
And so if you're Steve Kerr, you have even more power than most coaches because you only got 1 year left on your deal. So you could simply, if you did want to go somewhere else, whether it's the Knicks or somewhere else, you could simply say, you're going to trade me there because at the end of the year, I'm done.
Now, you'd be better suited on this, too. We always talk about all the Miami assistants coming up, Spoelstra and everything. I mean, Kerr's been there long enough. You got to think there's some kind of decent assistant on Kerr's bench where the Warriors be like, yeah, we're ready to give the reins.
Yeah. Kenny worked there for a couple years. Kenny Atkinson.
Right. Also, billboard opportunities, Kerr and the Big Purr. I think that would work here.
Kerr and the Big. You like that, Tommy?
I don't hate it, but I don't necessarily like it. Let it marinate. Let it marinate.
We'll workshop it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll marinate.
Let's go to Vinny on Lodi, New Jersey. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, guys. Great show. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I got a name to throw into the hat. How about we get Whoopi Goldberg to come back as the Yeti character in that Knicks movie that she did? That was pretty.
That was good. That actually, and Tiki mentioned this the other day, I really need to see Yeti. Like, there are movies on my list of movies I saw when I was a kid, and I want to rewatch it as an adult, and that is now atop my list.
You're going to run into a problem, I think.
What?
I rewatched it during the pandemic.
You did?
Okay, so. At the previous show I was on, the DA show, we did a thing. How we made up for sports was we did a thing called Mothership of the Movies where we broke down sports movies as if they were games the night before.
Right.
So we give our listeners an assignment. This is going to be the movie or whatever. So we got to Eddie. We're going to do Eddie.
Okay.
The problem with Eddie, it basically is the one sports movie that at that time you could not find existing on any streaming platform.
Really?
There was one basic bootlegged version on YouTube. That we all had to watch. It was free. You know, you had some ads pop up. I pop up Eddie, this bootleg version of my projector on my linoleum fence in the backyard. And this is how I watched Eddie. And you end up walking away. If you get through the, you know, how kind of the haziness of how it looks, it's a good movie.
So I found it on YouTube.
That's what I'm saying. That's the version.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yes. Okay. That was the only place we found it.
It's not the cleanest version ever.
I made it through.
That boggles my mind that in 2025, with all these streaming services, that there are holes where there are movies that you can't find anywhere.
I felt that way in 2020. I'd feel that way even more in 2025.
Where you're probably wrong, and none of us want to do this, is I bet you can rent it on Amazon Prime.
Couldn't in 2020.
Really?
Because that was that's all I was doing. I was spending the $2.99 on every movie that we were doing.
Yeah.
Did not exist
that's
on Amazon
crazy.
Rentals.
For those that are not aware, Eddie was a movie in 1996 in which Whoopi Goldberg became the head coach of the New York Knicks.
Yes, as a fan.
Yeah, that's the that's what that movie was. Chris in Lindenhurst. Hey, Chris.
What's up, fellas?
Yo, what's up, baby?
You know, what's going on? You know, this whole Thibodeau thing, obviously, like, the old classic, fire the manager, fire the coach because you can't fire the players. Here's my problem with this. You take all the guys that you're mentioning, take Steve Kerr, take all these people, take Whoopi Goldberg, I don't care. Tell me what coach is out there that can possibly make a 50-plus win team better than it was previously. In all the years that I've been a sports fan, I can only think of two coaches that happen to coach in New York that ever, I can say, I believe, made a difference in making their team better in the players that they had. And that one was Pat Riley, and the other one was Bill Parcells.
So
tell me, give me a coach that'll make the team better.
Well, I give you Steve Kerr, and in terms of what's better, because they did win 51 games, which is a fair point, and that's what makes this so difficult. That your bar to get better, it's tougher because you're already the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference Finals. But watching this team every day, watching 82 games, they had flaws. If you fix them, they win 61 games.
You don't think Joe Torre did that off of Buck Showalter?
Baseball's a little bit different, but sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And Kerr already did this with Mark Jackson.
Absolutely. But in terms of where the Knicks go, okay, they win 51 games last year. Their offense and their efficiency offensively can get better with the talent that they have. They instead win 51, they win 61. Now, your argument could be, what the hell's the difference between the 3 seed and the 2 seed? Mm-hmm. And who knows what happens in the playoffs? Sure. Who knows what happens in the playoffs? Who knows if guys get hurt? There's obviously a lot of factors that can keep their ceiling in the same place it was last year. But that doesn't mean you don't try to get better. It's not like the Knicks were a perfect team this past year.
But hold on. Indiana played so deep all year. They're a 4 seed in the playoffs. The Knicks don't have to be the 2 or the 1 to say you improved. Even if they slid back and won less games in the regular season, for whatever reason, they played with a deeper rotation, more rest days or whatever, they might be more equipped to get through that final hurdle of the playoffs by being a 4 seed like the Pacers.
You're right. No, you're right. Now, we'll get back to your Nick calls in a minute, but I listened to Pete Alonso on the Mookie Betts podcast. And the only reason I did it is because I love Pete. I mean, no offense to Mookie. Mookie's had a podcast. I did listen to it that time. They were all trash in the Yankees.
So full of it.
Who is?
You are.
What do you mean? Do you think I listen to Mookie's podcast all the time?
If Brett Beatty was on that podcast, you would have listened because he's a Met, not because you love Pete.
Okay. Sure.
Don't give me this. The only reason I listen is because I love Pete. No, you listen because a Met was on a Dodger podcast.
You know what? You're right. And if a Yankee was on it, I would have listened to it.
Okay.
I would have done my job.
Cleared that up.
So I'm listening to it. I thought it was a really cool interview, so I advise anybody that loves Pete Alonso, fascinating about his background, about sports he played as a kid, college, the whole thing. And then Mookie asks him a straightforward question. And Pete Alonso's awkwardness made it like, why is he being so hidden here? And then I think it does lead to something that will cause controversy on this radio station in a few months. So I present to you Mookie Betts simply asking Pete Alonso, congrats, I hear your wife is pregnant. When is she due? And listen to Pete's response.
She's due later on. Yeah. Oh, there you go. She's going to be due later on. She's in week 23 right now. So
you don't know when she's due.
No, I do. I just...
Oh, you don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so she's due later on.
It's just going to be... It's going to be kind of a tough... We don't... Well, we're going to have to...
Trip.
No, we're going to have... So I'll put it this way. We're going to have to thread a needle. That's I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, well, I mean, you know what? There's only one way to do it. You just got to do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do.
Yes.
All right, so let me explain this.
Oh, my God.
For those listening saying, okay, what just happened here? Pete Alonso's wife is pregnant. Congratulations to them, obviously.
Congrats.
And so Mookie asks what I think is a very customary question, which is, hey, when is the baby due?
Harmless.
Harmless. That is not a question that we hide from. Like, I remember when both of my kids were due, it's one of the, like, yeah, oh, he's due, and you give the date. So this isn't one of those, hey, I'm being private here. It was weird for him to initially say, I'm not going to tell you that. To which Mookie, and I love that Mookie called him out. Because Mookie's like, do you not know your wife's due date? And then Pete tells us, all right, fine. It's a tough needle to thread, as in the due date is going to be during the MLB postseason.
Later on.
That's what he said. Now, let's play a game. And I really want to put Tommy on the fence here and see how he handles this. Pete revealed that his wife is 23 weeks pregnant. How many weeks in a typical pregnancy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
9 months.
How many weeks in a typical pregnancy?
9 times 4, 18, 12, 36?
It's a good guess. The answer is 40.
Okay. Right. What they don't tell you, Tommy, until your wife is pregnant, is that they say 9 months. It's really closer to 10 than it is 9 in the week counting.
Yeah.
I had to get taught this.
Well, because your due date is based on the amount of weeks from, I'm not going to get it.
From your from a lady's miss situation.
Correct. So that's how that day comes about. So I love Pete. He tells us it's 23 weeks. He then tells us, I'm not telling you the due date. I have a calendar. Out of my own curiosity, I said, well, what is week 40? Which, again, like both of my sons came early. Just for the record.
Yeah, mine came at, I think, 38.
Both. Okay, it happens. Right? My wife's water broke. It happened a little bit early. Sometimes it's later. Like, it's obviously, it's pregnancy. It's unpredictable, right? 40 weeks from this week takes you to the first week of October.
Later on.
And so what Pete is saying.
Right in the heart of another Met Brewer series.
What Pete is saying is, look, I don't want to tell you the date.
Right.
Because I don't want to make it obvious to Met fans, but we may have a situation. And let me be the first person to tell you this. You know I love the Mets. You know I love Pete Alonso. You're there for your kid being born. And I would have zero issue with it. I know that there are some Neanderthals out there that will have an issue with it. Sure, if Pete's wife was giving birth during Game 3, the Mets don't advance. But you know what? There's nothing better in life than seeing the birth of your child. So, Pete, I'm on your side. Do what you got to do. But clearly, he knows this is going to be, like, talked about, so he wouldn't say anything.
So this is where I give Pete credit.
Later on.
All of us, when you find out your wife or significant other is pregnant, you know the due date, okay?
Absolutely.
What I would not have been able to tell at this stage of either of my kids would have been the weeks. I can't believe he knew 23 weeks.
Completely agree with you.
Like, that shows me he's so above caring about this situation. To know the weeks?
No, I first of all, he knows the due date. He didn't want to say it.
I know, but to know the weeks in I don't know, there's something, a little detail that this is really, really important.
I agree with you. I did not know the weeks. Like, okay. When my wife was pregnant both times, I would have an idea. Right. I'd know the trimester she was in, but I was not breaking down the weeks.
No, the weeks.
Because it moves. Weeks move, you know?
But I think, Evan, where he's talking about threading the needle, and you're mentioning the first week of October is 40 weeks. And now, look, anything can happen, right? Could be a week early, whatever. I think the Mets have their internal rallying cry we weren't aware of, which is, we got to win the division for Pete.
That's exactly what I thought.
We're avoiding wild card series for Pete. Pete will have this baby while these other teams are duking it out in the wild card round. The NL East, which maybe Sal's declared it over, we'll find out later, is now that much more important to the Mets' long-term success to avoid a Pete controversy the first week.
I have to admit, I was thinking the same thing. After Pete gave the awkward answer and I did the math, because his answer told me without me even doing math, oh, he means the playoffs. Like, it's not like I could sit there and do 40 weeks, 23 weeks, and figure it out right away. I was like, oh, clearly based on that awkwardness, he's like, the baby's due during the playoffs. We're threading a needle, as
we're
going
to have to thread a needle.
So I thought, okay, when in October? And when I saw it was the first week, I thought the same damn thing. Pete, win the division. How, you'll have a whole bye week.
By the way, you want to know how stressful the Pete contract negotiations were? This looks like a December inception here. A little stress relief for Pete?
See, I didn't think about that part.
Oh, I did.
That's what you thought about?
I did. Now, that is a strong woman.
Now, Tommy.
Yes.
Sean and I are very biased. We have kids. And I would not trade seeing both of my kids being born for the world. But you are a Met fan. You don't have any kids. I'm not sure you'll ever have kids. That's your call, your decision. I think you'd be a great father, by the way. I see the way you act towards Jet.
Well, thank you
kids.
For saying that. I appreciate it.
I think you'd be a great father. Would you be mad if Pete is not at a playoff game?
No. Especially it's their first child.
Okay.
And what Pete has given this franchise.
What does that mean? A second child you'd have an issue with?
No, but I wonder as a non-parent, and because I think, was it Sean Marash that told me the third one's like basically an oil change?
I don't have a third, so I hope not.
But I think you said your second one was sort of like.
Yeah, the first one comes with all the scares. The second one, who cares?
Right. Your words, not mine. No, obviously, if he's got to take a little time off, all cool. I mean, that what you need to do there, and this is why things come full circle, remember what the negotiating tactic was of the Mets when Alonso was going through the contract negotiations. We have Vientos, we have Beatty. Grab a mitt. You guys are playing first base.
Yeah.
Late September, early. Could this be late September, though, too?
And
maybe Pete's thinking like, you know, a pennant race or something like that?
No. Yeah. Listen. He said 23 weeks. They recorded the interview this week because he's in L.A., the 40th week is the first week of October.
Yeah.
So it just is. But like I said, with babies, they come early, they come late. Like it happens.
My first daughter, Taylor, when my wife was, you know, in labor, we got to the point it was getting late at night. And the Giants had a 1 o'clock kick the next night. You might remember the Andrew Thomas Chase Young Bowl game. This was the game.
Yes.
Remember, irrelevant. I walked out to get my wife ice chips and I pulled one of the nurses aside. I said, can I speak to the doctor here? And I got the doctor for a second. He's like, what's going on? I said, is there any way we could hurry this process along?
Oh, my God.
It's Giants Washington at 1 o'clock.
Are you serious?
I swear to you. I don't even think I've ever told my wife this. And the guy chuckled, and he said, well, what do you mean I hurry this along? I go, all I'm saying is we've been here. Now, this was a long thing. Her water had broken earlier today, and I said, this isn't like the movies. Like, I kind of thought, you know, the moment the water broke, whatever. I go, I've been here all day. I go, are we going to be leaking into 1 o'clock here? And he goes, we'll see what we could do. So I can only understand Pete's nervousness. I'm convinced that, by the way, within an hour and a half, Taylor was born. 1 a.m.
So you think that your message got it done?
I don't know what they pumped through. All I'm telling you. Uh-oh.
Hold that thought for just 1 second, Sean. We have breaking NFL news.
Oh!
Care to guess?
Breaking NFL news. A Jet signed an extension.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
We have an Aaron Rodgers piece of breaking news.
Aaron Rodgers news. This is according to Ian Rappaport.
Signing with the Steelers?
Aaron Rodgers plans to sign with the Steelers, per the insiders. It'll be a 1-year deal.
There you go.
Jets play the Steelers in week one.
Yeah, it feels like one of those stories you kind of knew was happening. I tried to hold out hope my long-term prediction of Aaron Rodgers retiring would be right, but it just, everything pointed to this being inevitable. So we'll wait to hear Aaron Rodgers make it official, because one thing Aaron always says is, if you don't hear it from me, it's not true. But this has been linked for a long time.
And now you get week one.
And now you get Aaron Rodgers at MetLife Stadium. You're damn right. Are you looking at me like, will I be there?
I like Mike Tomlin.
Will you be there?
I will be. My plan is to be at the Jets opener.
I found out last night, like 80% chance I'm going to be at the Giant opener. So maybe we come back that Monday and we both have dueling stories to tell.
What are you talking about?
Week one. They're both at 1 o'clock.
Oh, you're going to the Giant game?
I think I'm going to be heading down to D.C. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So we'll have you covered week one. Aaron Rodgers and all that.
We're going to have you covered. So there you go. Aaron Rodgers. The one thing I will say about a second child.
Uh-huh.
So my second child was born during the pandemic. So it was very, very different. Like, you go to the hospital and you're locked there until you leave.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, would I ever miss the birth of my second child? And the answer is no. I wanted to see it. I wanted to be a part of it. But my biggest regret on missing the birth of my second child is telling my second child this 5-10 years later. Like, oh, so daddy, what was it like when I was born? I'm like, oh, I missed it. And then my oldest is like, tell me the story again. I was like, oh, well, it was a crazy night. Like, yeah. I feel like it would cause a division amongst the kids when one kid has a great story about dad being there. And then the second kid is like, where were you? You were doing a show? Because you were filling in for Mike?
I only think that matters if you're not active in other moments that they actually remember. You know, I don't think either of my kids would have cared deep down.
I think when they ask the question, like, hey, what was it like the day I was born? If they ask it, man, look, they never asked the question. They never asked to go anywhere. But if they ever ask that question and your answer is, I wasn't there because the Giants were playing the Washington then Redskins. Like, dude, that's going to hurt.
But I was there.
No, I know you were. But my point is, if you're not. Like, the idea, because you even alluded to it, and Tommy did, but Tommy's not saying this from his own experience of doing it, which is, the second one, who cares? How do you tell the kid that 10 years later?
Well, I think their whole life has told them that, mostly.
Well, hold on. We all have our favorites. I'm not a parent, but I was a child. I was born. And
you remember that day, don't you, Tommy?
Exactly. And you led me right into my point. My mom needed to be there, so I'm very happy that she was there, and she did most of the heavy lifting. As far as the dad being there, isn't he there more just to help out his wife?
Tommy, here's what you're missing.
Does the kid really care? I don't care that my dad was there.
You are an only child.
I am.
If you had a brother, it's obvious every time you talk. If you had a brother or sister, and your brother and sister was like, oh, yeah, dad was there, and dad has this great story from that night, and he's like, oh, yeah, I wasn't there for you. Don't tell me it wouldn't hurt.
It's a great point. I don't have brothers and sisters, so it's impossible for me to put myself in a position where people have brothers and sisters.
And you want
to
be there for that first hold. You know, they're new. You smell them. Yeah. Not even bathed yet.
Absolutely. I remember the conversation.
Yet. You smell them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
New baby smell is something else, Tommy.
Oh.
New baby smell? Is it like that new car smell? I didn't know babies had a smell to them.
I rubbed both my babies all over my nose. I couldn't get enough.
Really?
What a screw job.
The weirdest thing about babies and kids, and I noticed this the other day with my youngest, Spence, they don't have morning breath. I don't understand that.
Speak for you. Your kids must be brushing their teeth great.
Well, I wouldn't say the word great.
My daughter rolled over to me 2 days ago, fell asleep in our bed. I could have knocked out 1,000 camels. And she's 5.
But you know why? She's probably sick. She probably has some kind
think?
Yeah. That's what I heard. That if your young child has bad morning breath, because it's rare, it means they get in strep throat.
Are you serious? Yeah. I don't need this weekend. I basically broke up the power washer and got a teeth.
Unfortunately, I think your daughter has strep throat. Huh? I just diagnosed for you.
Ain't going to be good for dance recital weekend.
Let's go to Chris in Rochester. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good.
So, listen, I want to talk about the Knicks. 2 points. One, the first thing is, I think they need, like, to move Hart to the bench and get a two guard that can actually drive to the basket. They don't have anybody that can drive to the basket. How many times are we going to watch Ananobi drive into the paint and his three defenders waiting for him?
And we certainly know Mikal Bridges wasn't doing it. I think one lock of a change going into next year without knowing what they do in free agency or the trade market or even who the head coach is, Josh Hart's coming off the bench. I do agree with you. I think when you look forward to the changes in next year, that's certainly going to be one of them. He stayed in the game, probably because Lindor was never coming out of that game. And so you can see his body language was very different last night. Francisco revealed that he has a fractured pinky toe and that he doesn't expect to miss a lot of time. So he's not going on the injured list. This could be kind of similar to the Mookie Betts situation. As you guys remember, Mookie got injured. What was he, going to the bathroom in the middle of the night? Is that what he said he was doing?
Yeah, weird story.
Yeah. And he ended up missing the Yankee series and then a day in the Mets series. So it was 4 days.
I missed 3 weeks of deck hockey with my broken pinky toe.
You ain't Mookie Betts, and you certainly ain't Francisco Lindor.
Sure about that?
I'm damn sure about that. Lindor's tough, man. So it sucks for him not to be in the lineup today, but I'm going to give you a very weird attitude that I have going into today's Mets game. This is not normal, so bottle this.
All right.
I never use this phrase. I hate this phrase. I don't like thinking this way. But because the Mets won the season series, because Juan Soto was dancing in the dugout yesterday, looked so happy, because Griffin Canning dealt six scoreless beautiful innings, because Pete Alonso hit two absolute moonshots, I'm kind of okay with whatever happens today.
I'm a loser.
What?
This is like a...
What happened to Mr., every game matters?
You're right.
162.
You're right. I'm usually like that. That's why I prefaced it by saying this is really rare. This is a very much a, we did our job, I feel very good kind of situation here, where if they win, I'll be pumped up. And if they lose, barring blowing the game in the ninth inning or some kind of horrible loss, I would just be happy they got the split, they won the season series. This is what we like to call a house money game.
House money.
And I don't like house money.
Tommy, do me a favor, save this clip at 3:34, and when the Phillies win the NL East by one game, I want to revisit it.
He's not listening to you, by the way.
Why not?
I'm listening.
He's like, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm listening.
Am I crazy?
Wrong?
No, but am I wrong?
Like, yes. You know
really?
Why?
What?
You're right. You've won the season series.
I feel very good. I really wanted the season series, not for bragging rights, but for tiebreaker purposes. And I feel damn good about it. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. I want to win today, but it's not the end of the world if they don't.
But going into Dodger Stadium, there is a drastic optical difference between, all right, we split with the Dodgers, then we went into their house and took their souls 3 of 4.
They won 4 out of 7 games. The difference between 4 out of 7 and 5 out of 7.
But it's their house now.
Doesn't matter. The only difference would be what you said if the Mets missed the division by a game, obviously. I can't argue that. You know, sometimes that happens. Look at the Mets last year. I mean, they made it because of a tiebreaker. So I acknowledge that, and that is an absolute risk because I think the NL East is going to be close throughout the season. But I'm just giving you my God-honest mental opinion 40 minutes before a Met game that I'm kind of, I'm at peace.
Knowing how beat up the Dodgers have been, specifically in their pitching staff, and that the Mets don't have to apologize for that. I mean, the Yankees lost 2 or 3 to them with the same kind of situation.
And you could argue the Mets are beat up, too. Sean Manaea hasn't started yet this season.
Okay, then you want to play this game with Luis Gil, Gerrit Cole when they face the Dodgers?
I'm not talking about the Yankees. We're talking about the Mets and the Dodgers.
I'm saying,
we'll get to the Yankees later, I promise.
We both
no offense,
face
Yankee
the
fans.
Dodgers during this wounded period.
Yeah.
I think this is a leave-no-doubt spot.
What does that do if they leave no doubt?
What do you mean? It leaves no doubt. I don't care that you beat up. We took 3 of 4 and snatched your soul. We don't want to split a series?
Other than the game in the standings, which I will always acknowledge can matter, so put that aside because obviously that could come back and bite me. The difference between winning 4 out of 7 against the Dodgers and 5 out of 7 is it's nil.
This is not the Evan Roberts I know. This is not.
I love this new Evan Roberts. In fact, Evan, why don't you go all the way with it? Repeat after me. Win or lose today for the Mets, it's no biggie.
You know what?
That's what you're saying.
Hey, Tommy.
Do it.
Win or lose today by the Mets, no biggie.
No biggie.
No biggie.
First place, no matter what. They took the season series against the Dodgers, no matter what. Win or lose, no biggie.
I have to admit, now the only thing that could change this is if they're winning 5-0 in the ninth inning and they collapse, obviously. So you have to give me that caveat that brutal loss would change my view.
Any loss could be the start of a 9-game losing streak. I want you to remember that, Evan.
Imagine that. They lose this game, they get swept by the Rockies like the Marlins did.
Any loss. And the nerve of you to go through all these hoops. Oh, I'm going to sleep for 3 hours as soon as I get home to wake up and to do everything you did. I'm going to do a Rico here late on a Monday night for this series to sit here on this beautiful afternoon for a 4 o'clock Eastern game and go, nah, no biggie. I don't care if they win or lose. Well, it doesn't add up with what your week has been.
I did not say I don't care. I do care. You should compliment me that I'm mentally in a good place. Like, this is the best sports mental health I've ever had. I'm going into a Met-Dodger game. We're on the air during the game, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Gary, you just said it.
What?
That's why you're good.
Why?
Because you're on the air during the game.
That has never made a difference. How many times have I said before a 1 o'clock game or a 4 o'clock game, this is a bigger game for April than normal or a bigger game than May for normal? That's BS, because there have been plenty of games I've been on the air for in which I have freaked out. So me being on the air has zero bearing on that. It's literally the fact that I really wanted to win the season against the Dodgers, which they did. I wanted that. That was very big on my list, and they did it. And they're playing good baseball, and Lindor's out with this pinky toe issue, and I just feel good. Right, so, and my feeling good has allowed me to say, I want to win today. I'm not going to cry if they don't.
So what does Lindor have to do? If Lindor's healthy, you'd care more?
No, I think it just adds to it. That he's banged up, he shouldn't be in the lineup today. It just adds to it.
What I mean by that is the Ricos, and you know, download and subscribe free on the Odyssey app everywhere podcasts are available.
Great, we'll be doing one later tonight to recap this series. I look forward to it.
Okay, they're famous for being at the end of series.
Yes.
If this game was ending at 1 in the morning tonight, and they had a brutal loss, and they split this in L.A. 2-2.
Good question.
What would that Rico sound like?
No, it's a good question. I definitely admit that the later you stay up, the more you kind of feel as a fan, boy, if I'm staying up, they better win. I totally agree with that. But I would still have the same mental health sports-wise of, you know what, they won the season series, which was the goal. I said going into this series, just get a split. And I've also seen a lot of positive signs. Can I give you a few?
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of things.
All right.
Number one, Griffin Canning. Griffin Canning had a couple of shaky starts in a row, and I think there's that worry of, all right, is this real? Is the pixie dust wearing off? He went into Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. Against the greatest baseball player ever. I mean, Babe Ruth is not a pimple on the fanny of Shohei Ohtani. No one should even be allowed to breathe the same air as Shohei Ohtani. He's a god. He's the greatest of all time. He's actually the greatest human of all time. I've heard that. I heard God's been saying that. Yep, number one. Forget everyone else. So, obviously, to ever beat Shohei Ohtani or ever strike him out a few times. Like, that's unbelievable. But in all seriousness, a really good start from Griffin Canning. And then my favorite part of last night, Juan Soto was having the time of his life.
Oh, yeah.
He's flipping the bottle.
Like an eighth grader.
He's smiling. He's shuffling. He's staring down pitchers. When he walked, one of his three walks that he had, he stared down the pitcher like the pitcher was threatening him. We saw like the beauty of Soto without him doing anything impactful, like driving in 8 runs. And so when you combine all that together, I'm in such a good place that I'm like, all right, mission accomplished. I'm like Bush on the boat. Mission accomplished. And see, what Sean doesn't understand is that my good buddy, Mr. President, was a little too early in doing that. So he could mock me. He has no idea.
I have no idea.
But the same thing applies.
Same bonus. Okay. I do want to address one other thing, as long as we're doing this right now. The Soto flipping of the water bottle and the shuffle. The shuffle was a little too much last night.
Oh, now it's too much.
It was an overshuffle.
Now it's an overshuffle?
That was a calm down spot.
Come on.
That was everybody knows I haven't been shuffling. I'm going to overshuffle last night.
No, that's not what it is. You're dead wrong. And the reason why that's not what it is the shuffle controversy was days ago, weeks ago. It has always been about what I've said it's about. Not always right. Sometimes I'm right. Not always. This was always about how he felt at the plate. It was never about anything else.
That didn't feel like a natural shuffle, though, last night. It felt like a performance art.
He feels better at the plate. And while the results haven't been 100% great, like striking out with the runner on second, nobody out in game two of this series, not the greatest at-bat you've ever seen against Tanner Scott. It hasn't all been perfect. Sure. But he clearly feels better at the plate, and that's what it's always been about.
I agree. So I'll go with this one step further, too. Soto clearly was having fun as a New York Met last night and has had fun this week. For everybody that's on social media, of course he was always going to have fun as a Met. Nobody denied that when we were saying he looked unhappy as a Met. Even the most unhappy of people have moments where they are happy again.
You know what, Tommy, I'm going to tag you in. Can you just argue with this buffoon for a few minutes?
No. Because that had to be said.
No, it didn't have to be said, because you and your brethren, the law firm of McPherson, McMonagle, and Marash,
I am representing them at the podium, right?
Have said a lot about Soto's unhappy, and his mom wants to go to the mall and shop with Steve Cohen's wife.
But flipping a water bottle doesn't change that.
No. When Juan Soto turns it around, and now you're accusing him of shuffling too much.
Yeah, it was performance.
And it was just a moment of bliss because he had a couple fun days out in Tinseltown. You can't now sit there and try to move the goalposts.
No,
when you sat there for months saying that he looked unhappy when it's 20 degrees outside in Minnesota and he's sitting in the outfield, which, by the way, is boring. So what do you want him to do? Cartwheels when he's sitting there chewing sunflower seeds? Baseball, for the most part, is slow and boring. So nobody sit out there smiling.
I think it's fun.
Really? Sitting in the outfield all day?
Evan.
You wanted to say and make it all about, like I said, the law firm of McPherson, McMonagle, and Marash. You talk more about what's going on with Juan Soto than your own baseball team for the most part. Maybe not all three of you, but some of you. You want to talk about more what's going on with Juan Soto, and he finally looks happy, and now you, Sean Marash, representing the law firm, want to tell me that it's just a moment of bliss.
Why are you making this about the Yankees? We're having a Juan Soto conversation.
No, because it's always been about that. It's been about Yankee fans trying to make the Mets, Juan Soto, and Steve Cohen look bad. Whether it's reports through the media, through the mouthpieces, or the law firm, you want to make Steve Cohen, us as Met fans, and Juan Soto look bad.
I'm just being an IBO. It was an overshuffle. It was a big-time overshuffle, and I'm just a little fair warning to the Met fans. Yes. By the way, simple Sean, you were right. I predicted that he eventually would get hot and be happy, and that's all I'm saying.
Hey, you, I do want to end your little kerfuffle with some hilarious breaking news.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is so funny. I can't get enough of it.
Mason Crosby's the Steelers kicker.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's not football related. Okay. It's afternoon baseball related. So there was a baseball game earlier today between the Braves and the Diamondbacks. It was a crazy game. Like, the Braves had a 6-0 lead after three. They actually led the game 9-3 going into the eighth inning and 10-4 going into the ninth inning. They lost. The Diamondbacks scored 7 runs in the ninth inning, coming back from, like I said, 6-0, 9-3, and finally 10-4. And the Diamondbacks beat the Braves 11-10.
So another, Evan, another Sean was right moment. The Braves are dead, dude.
I tell you, I got to admit, am I giving you or Sal credit? Because Sal the other day on the...
I said it 2 weeks in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, when it went 0-7.
I have to admit, I don't want to do this on June 5th. This is the kind of loss that absolutely deads you. You blow a six-run lead in the ninth inning?
To push yourself seven games under and 11.5 back? And nobody in Atlanta, I'm assuming, threw their glove into the crowd today either.
No. I think Sean and Sal may be right. I'm going to ride Sean.
They lost too much talent in the offseason to begin with. We forget, you know, little chipping away,
They blew a 10-4 lead in the ninth.
They stink. Their bullpen's not any good. They're not a good team.
Tommy, are you ready to dun the Atlanta Braves?
I was ready to dun them before the season. I told you that. I don't think Atlanta.
Oh, now he told us.
He asked for an opinion. You know what? Pipe down. You asked me for an opinion. I'm giving you my opinion. I think Atlanta is the boogeyman in a lot of Met fans' mind. Where we give them a little bit too much respect.
Yeah.
They're just not that team.
Hey, dude. Whether it's Tommy Lugauer before the season, Sal Licata on our very popular segment, Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
The NL East is over!
Or Sean Morash, I'm moving towards your direction that maybe the Braves are done. But you see how afraid I am? I can't even say it.
They are.
I'm like, we may be moving closer.
They're three away in the loss column from the last place Marlins.
How about that? But I just looked at the baseball app, and I feel really good. They had a 10-4 lead in the ninth inning, and they lost 11-10.
Wow. Start getting ready for Michael Penix season in Atlanta.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Atlanta, but I mean,
don't apologize.
You guys deserve it, you rat bastards. This is great. Let's go to Fernando in New Jersey. What's up, Fernando?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Appreciate it. What's up?
And I love the Steve Kerr. That's a good idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
I agree with Leon Rhodes 100%. Everybody's looking for the blame. Who to blame? There's nobody to blame but Tibbs. Let's be honest. Tibbs couldn't develop a caterpillar into a butterfly.
That's a good one. Wow. Did you write that, or did you have that like planned out, or was that like spur of the moment?
No, I was thinking about it yesterday. I just couldn't get in.
Gotcha.
Couldn't get online.
Okay.
So I got to get online today and tell them.
No, I like that.
I know you want an established coach, but what you think about Alabama's Nate Oates?
Well, a couple of things. I don't need an established coach. So to me, Johnny Bryant, who the Knicks have been linked to from the beginning, we linked the Knicks to him immediately. Not that we did anything special. I think it's very obvious, so I'm not certainly taking any bows on this. But about 10 minutes after Tibbs got fired, it was an obvious link. And I like him. I actually think he is the best hire for the New York Knicks because of his experience with sort of this roster, his experience learning and coming up the ranks. I think he's ready for that kind of step. And it's overrated to have experience. If you look at some of the past NBA champions and some of the next great coaches, whether it was Steve Kerr or Nick Nurse. So I like Bryant. As far as Nate Oates is concerned, all I would say is the track record of college coaches, and he's been a great college coach. He's done a great job at Alabama.
He had a great job at Buffalo before that.
Was that where he was?
Yeah, came from Alabama.
And he's a youngish guy. Isn't he like in his mid-40s, something like
50.
That? Oh, it's 50.
He's
okay. 50. I just don't know if I want to make that jump. I've seen too many college coaches fail, and I don't like to paint with a brush like that.
John Beilein vibes.
Really? You go that far? Because John Beilein was the ultimate disaster.
But he was the ultimate awesome college coach, too.
Yeah. Look, guys can do it. Guys can do it, but the track record is so bad that it makes me very nervous, and that the only college coach I would really jump to is someone that's also been in the NBA. I heard a name the other day, legitimate candidate.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to excite the Knicks fan base. Actually, I told Sal when the show was ending, Sal was on earlier today, and he almost cursed me out. Like, he was like, no, I don't want him. I don't want this guy. And it was Kevin Ollie. Kevin Ollie, of course, has experience coaching at the NBA level, was actually the interim head coach for the Brooklyn Nets last year.
Has experience coaching in this market?
Yeah, right. But a very different situation. And, of course, was a college coach, won a national championship. But
yes.
Kevin Ollie feels different to me. I don't look at him as just a straight-up college coach. I look at a guy who's at least wet his beak in the NBA.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's weird. He's going to be known for winning at UConn, but I view him as more of an NBA guy than I do a college guy.
Yeah.
Because of all he's been around.
Josh in Smithtown. Hey, Josh.
Hey, so just a few things. You know, when the coalition gets started, you know, there's a couple of ways you guys troll. You know, you're like Evan, you like to sit back a little bit, make these veiled comments. And then when you go to the Celtics games, you're hugging the Celtics fans. Sean is more in your face about it. But it's like after, you know, Tibbs gets fired, I have to hear Kendra from Suffern call up Evan, this other guy, and all these people start, you know, dancing on the grave. Meanwhile, the Nets openly and explicitly said they were tanking, couldn't even get a top five pick. So why can't we just all wallow in misery together and just kind of like...
We can.
Know, just
Well, yeah, wait, Josh, we shouldn't wallow in your misery. You got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, the Knicks are up here. I'm pointing very high, and the Nets are down here.
Well, Evan, the Knicks and Nets both have something very much in common.
What's that?
They're not playing tonight.
Stop. I can't go down that road. Like,
the slag nut Nets.
One organization is close, and another one is at the beginning stages. But would I explain this? Because BT said this to me off air. He's like, oh, so you pumped up the Knicks lost? And I said, Brandon, I'm going to give you an explanation. I think you will understand Net fans. It's the Met-Yankee dynamic. It's the Met fan who celebrated when the Yankees lost the World Series to the Diamondbacks in 01 and the Marlins in 03. Obviously, a Yankee fan could easily say, what's wrong with you? Your team sucks. And you'd be right. But it doesn't take away the fact that the Met fan was very much rooting for the demise of the New York Yankees. And so the crack committee back here in the day in WFAN, and a lot of Met fans know what that's like. Yeah, I'm just rooting against the Yankees. That's what the pocket of Net fans do with the Knicks. So to argue that they're on the same planet, they're not. Sean, keep your mouth shut on this because you make us all look bad. We're not. It's just simply, yeah, it's a Met fan enjoying the Yankees, losing the World Series to the Marlins, even though the team stunk.
I got to tell you, Evan, comments like that, there has been, you know, board meetings. You might be getting removed as president.
Here's why I'm a perfect president for the Coalition of Nick Haters. I'm a straight shooter. I don't throw you BS. I tell you the truth. The Nets are a joke. They got a long freaking way to go. So in terms of coalitionness, it's about mocking something you don't like, but not putting yourself on a pedestal that doesn't exist. Even Tommy's shaking his head. He's like, boy, I respect that president.
Yeah, and I think that part of your presidency is you don't out certain members of the coalition that don't want their name out there. And I think you are fair and balanced when it comes to both your hatred and your perception of your basketball team. So I think you're the perfect president.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's go to Nick in Shelton, Connecticut. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, first time, long time. I think you guys just led to a great segue for me with Kevin Ollie, because I think the guy that needs to be in New York is the number one pick of the Lakers last summer, Dan Hurley. He's an East Coast guy. We need an X and an O's guy instead of Tibbs, who was just stagnant with Brunson holding the ball until the end of the shot clock.
I'm genuinely concerned, Nick, and you're a UConn guy. I'm concerned how he would handle, forget the media in New York, but the NBA player. Like, I don't know if his routine, which I like. I have great respect for Dan Hurley. I don't know if that works at this level.
The screaming, the yelling, the stomping the feet in a player's league.
Don't you think that's part of MSG, the theater? Like, he would be must-see TV on that aspect.
Yes.
For the player aspect, his players love him, and they would run through walls.
But the people that love him are college kids, and it's a different world. I really do. I think when we talk about experience, because I don't think experience is the end-all, be-all. If you look at the track record of a team that's close with changing coaches, it's usually a guy without experience, and it tends to work. I'll give you numerous examples besides Steve Kerr. Nick Nurse is a big one. They fired a coach off a 58-59 win season. Yeah. They promoted Nick Nurse, and look what happened. But the college coach, that's the experience I don't want. I'd rather have someone that's learned at the assistant level or in the NBA level as an assistant who's dealt with those egos and those personalities and knows how you can treat them as compared to someone who's coming from a college level, which is just, it's a different animal entirely. Yeah.
His fire is great to watch on the sideline and everything, but that's I hate that answer. Well, isn't this part of the theater being at Madison Square Garden?
I mean, he is right. It would add theater.
Yeah,
he's a big star.
Theater.
Dan Hurley was a big star.
You're looking to sit down and watch Wicked, or are you trying to win an NBA Finals here, though?
No.
Yes, it'll be highly entertaining, but that's highly combustible, too.
I completely agree with that. Your goal is to win an NBA championship. And I said this the other day, the most boring hire is probably the best hire. You know, we could sit here and talk about sexy names, and I think in general people want sexy names, but the reality is the best hire is going to be the most boring hire. Johnny Bryant's the best hire. It's boring as hell to a lot of people. You don't know what he is, sure, because he's never done it at this level. He is, on every kind of little checklist you make, he is the best hire. And I've said that since day one, and I stand by it. Yeah. And I don't say that as someone rooting for your demise. I say it as an IBO. And I know that most people are rolling their eyes. Oh, Johnny Bryant. Blah, 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 blah. I think he's the most sensible hire.
Sensible's the right. I don't know that you could say he's the best hire.
Well, look, I mentioned the idea of Steve Kerr. And the idea that, well, he only has 1 year left on his deal, call up the Warriors, call up Steve's agent, see if Steve would have an interest in coming to Madison Square Garden. And I can paint the scenario like I did earlier, if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app to about 2:30, on why he would do it and why it would make sense for him. And so, sure, it's tough to argue that a guy that's been the head coach of a dynastic team wouldn't be the best hire. But we also mentioned earlier this week that only three coaches in the history of the NBA have won championships with two different franchises as a head coach. Do you remember who the three guys are?
Yeah, well, it's obviously Phil. It's the guy from the 50s with the St. Louis
Hawks. Alex Hannum.
Alex Hannum. And it's, oh, geez.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
You can't be a New York radio host if you can't name the
Pat
third
Ryan.
Guy. There you go. He saved himself. He was actually about to get fired during the next commercial break. I got a note. It was already sent to me. He's like, he needs to be removed.
If you think I forgot Pat Riley?
I mean, I was wondering.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.